Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
We will post our top 10 songs of 2024 here in a little while on our socials. Don't worry about it. We'll get that to you. Right now, get to a little Hot Topics with our friend Rick, who's in studio here today. Thanks for coming in, Rick. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Always good to see you. Thank you for the drink that you brought. Let's see, you got me one of those cold Frappuccino drinks. I haven't had that one in a while. Those are good.
Yeah, I just found, like I said, the blandest flavor, and I figured you'd like it.
Yes, thank you. Absolutely. The less flavor, the better. What'd you get, Kevin?
I got him a Starry. They didn't have the Starry Zero. I'm sorry, Kevin.
I know. I was very bummed.
He's starry about that, Kevin. And
Steve got a Livewire Mountain Dew orange one.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy smokes. No wonder he's amped up.
Yeah, bouncing starting off to feel the effects.
Did you finish it?
He's got 10 ounces down, probably.
Right. I'm ready. I'm almost there. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Look at him go.
Yeah.
Big boy stuff.
Okay. Kevin, you want to kick us off?
Sure, Jay, I can kick you off with this hot topic. 2024 is wrapping up. We are almost there,
folks. That is a hot topic. Oh, I thought that was it.
And 6% of Americans have said it was the best year in American history.
How do you even judge that? I mean, in American history, that's like when someone says, what is your favorite blank? And you go, oh, I don't know. I like a lot of different things.
You mean the day or the year we had freedom wasn't the greatest? I mean...
Yeah, I don't know if you're alive for that.
I mean, I guess technically...
Well, I mean, it's still American history.
Right, I know. That's what's so weird about it.
When I look at the way they worded it, that headline is wrong.
Okay.
Because it says 2024
was... weird, because usually every headline is accurate.
One of the best years in American history.
Definitely changes it to a degree.
Yeah. Another 44% said, 24 was average. Nothing special, really. And 38% said this year was one of the worst years.
34 said worse?
So basically 2020 didn't exist or what?
Yeah, I mean, Rick, right?
Yeah. Like,
I mean, I guess how much of this, I mean, I'm just trying to struggle like where.
How you rank that.
What puts you to think that this year was one of the best?
We don't speak about those things on the radio, Kevin.
What is the, the percentage that said it was the best?
Six.
Six said it was the best, and 24% said it was the worst?
38.
Oh, geez. Okay. Wow.
And 44 just said, it was average.
It's like most years.
It was a year, man.
Another year.
Yeah. I would be in that category, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could really go crazy and say, well, this was bad and this was bad, you know, but then this was good. And, of course, so much of that is personal based on what happened in your own life.
Absolutely. And I think that's the way we all judge it, right?
Why wouldn't you? Yeah.
Because that's... I mean, personally, how was it? I don't know. I'm like, my health at the end of the year has been just a battle. Thank God it was only for
Caliph?
3 months.
I see what you did there.
Thanks.
You want to be done?
Not really. No, I got to be on till 10. It's part of my job.
Rick, what did you think of that?
No comment.
Didn't like it.
I can take it or leave it.
Like the year.
I can take it or leave it like 2024. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
It felt very 2024.
You know? It was just kind of mid all the way around.
But then that's just it. You go, okay, well, yeah, maybe the end of the year wasn't great, but I don't know. The rest of it was pretty good. Yeah, so it's a hard one to judge. Where would you put yourself? As someone who said it was an average year? Is that what you would be?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Jay?
I'd say it was great. I had a son graduate from college. I had my daughter got married. You know, I mean, there's this big. There were big moments in there, so I feel
so
like
you'd
that
be
has
part
to,
of the 6% of no, it was one of the not, best years.
Not one of the best years. I said it was great.
Aren't all the kids out of the house now? Is that why you're saying this or what?
I mean, that doesn't hurt, but
yeah, you had some major events. Yeah, I get it.
Right. Yeah, and they were all great things. So. Yeah, I mean, it was good. It certainly had some downtime and some downturns. But, yeah, overall, I'd say, you know, I'm more likely to try to find the silver lining. And if I can, sometimes you have to look harder. Sometimes you have to look really hard. Steve, how was your year?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
Just like every other year for Steve.
View of everything.
Yeah.
Steve, how was that movie? I mean, it was fine.
Yeah. No, yeah. It was fine.
How was this?
Oh,
it was
right. That new restaurant. It was fine.
It was good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have to like it. That's his other thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
You go, well, I mean, would you go back? Well, I don't have to go back. Like, well, I know that's not
what we don't have.
Well, I don't. I don't have to go back.
But would you?
Gosh dang
it. I mean, I don't have to.
I don't have to.
I mean, it depends. Where are we talking?
I mean, I will say this was the other thing, Kevin. This is not a good year for these people. I did see the list of the celebrities that passed during 2024. Every time I see one of these, I go, oh, gosh. You know, because you forget.
You forget
obviously.
All of them.
There's no way.
Boy, there was a streak this year, right?
Kevin, where it was like, the names are insane.
Oh, man.
Carl Weathers, Toby Keith, Willie Mays, David Sutherland, Martin Mull, Shannon Doherty, Richard Simmons, Bob Newhart, Dr. Ruth, Phil Donahue, James Earl Jones, Pete Rose, Kris Kristofferson, Terry Garr, Quincy Jones, Chuck Woolery, Liam Payne. I mean, there's a list.
I mean, I almost just said, until you said the last name, it was maybe the only silver lining of it was a lot of them were older.
Yeah, for sure.
But, I mean, Shannon Doherty, nah.
No.
A cancer battle, what, in her 50s?
Yeah.
And Toby wasn't really that. I mean,
Toby, not
early 60s.
Not
62,
enough.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. But then there was a, you know, a good group of some older ones, which is kind of nice. And then, you know, Liam Payne.
Yes.
Those are the ones you just.
Terrible, yeah.
Those are terrible. Are you kidding? Is what, 20s?
Yeah. He might have been 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Am I the only one that thinks about when somebody passes away, who's like, wasn't he dead already?
Well, sometimes the older ones are, you go, oh, wow, I guess I wasn't, you know, because they're not in the limelight for a few years. And
well, there was one that you read on that list where I thought, he died this year?
Yeah, no, that's
and
fair.
I don't remember who it was, but.
That's fair. But yeah, so. Yeah, it's one of those weird lists. All right, well, we got the top two. Speaking of lists, we got the top two songs to get to in 2024. But first of all, we're going to recap one song from 2023. The number one song as voted on by the station last year was.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
Kevin James.
Where are you, you little creep?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
On the way here, we got something for you to win other than, you know, Christmas presents. I don't know if that's a win. But we've got some Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park tickets for you. And actually, you know what? See, let's do that one next. Just give us a couple of minutes here, and we'll give you some Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park tickets.
Steve, are we still looking at a check-in from our buddy Big Ed in Hollywood?
That is the plan. I will be reaching out to him at the next break as well.
Supposedly 9:30?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
we'll see.
It sounds like he's on location right now.
Yes.
Or did he get home?
I know for sure he was on location Monday, Tuesday. I don't know. I think he was traveling back yesterday.
Okay.
And or finishing up yesterday and then traveling back.
He's a busy man.
Yeah. So
yeah,
we'll find out more.
We haven't caught up with him for a while to find out, you know, what he's got going on, what shows, what should we be watching.
Absolutely.
We need to know all this stuff from our guy.
Excited about it.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics. This is the movie you're supposed to be watching based on your astrological sign.
Ooh, okay.
Rick, what is your sign?
Virgo.
Virgo. Let me find that one. You're supposed to be watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Virgo thrives on being underestimated, and no story encapsulates that more than the underdog himself, Rudy.
Rudy?
So, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for you. Steve, you are what?
I believe I'm an Aquarius.
You don't know?
Well, they've changed it, right?
They haven't.
Well, there was a kind of new one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'll just take your word for it. Home Alone.
Lucky.
Most lone wolf water bearers.
Huh?
That's the Aquarius. Would welcome the chance to spend the holidays alone in a fancy house eating ice cream and outsmarting baddies.
That's Steve 100%.
That is Steve, man. That one is right on the money. Kevin?
I do outsmart the baddies.
Yeah.
I'm Sagittarius.
I've always said that. Of all the things Steve does, outsmarting the baddies is number one. Sagittarius, your Netflix movie, A Boy Called Christmas.
What?
It is pure cinematic bait for the average Sagittarius who loves nothing more than an unexpected journey and an optimist's errand. That's super dumb.
I don't know what that even means.
I don't know, but you better watch A Boy
and
Called
I'm
Christmas.
I'm looking at it right now. It's animated and just...
Well, optimistic, I understand. I feel like that's you.
I am optimistic, yeah. But I don't...
But I don't know about all that other stuff.
Yeah, and I don't know about that.
And also animated, I feel like that... I don't know. Is that you?
That doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I didn't think it did. Mine would be Scorpio, Spirited, the Christmas Carol adaptation starring Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell.
Oh, okay.
No one loves a bad guy goes good story more than a Scorpio. So, all right. I mean, I'm willing. I don't mind that movie. I feel like Steve got the best one, but it also might represent Steve the best. So
that's
why not?
That's true. Yeah.
All right, Steve, what do you have for a hot topic? Anything exciting that we can talk about that'll be super great and we'll be entertained?
Sure.
Prove it.
Well, I'm just curious if, you know, we've done these, well, at least you guys have done these top 10 songs of whatever year for a while now.
Yeah.
And I'm curious how many have had, like, staying power and how many of this year's
it's
potentially.
Of the songs that you think will be around in, like, 5 years?
I will tell you, it's one of the things that I think I've been most proud of our list.
Yes, is I agree with that.
The songs that have been number one are all songs that we still play on the radio.
Yeah, I feel like that's right.
That's
impressive.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you were like, yeah, well, one of them's going to stink, right?
Sure.
No, they have... You know, overall, when you put all of our opinions together, it has been very solid.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember 2018.
2018.
Kevin should know that, yeah.
I remember my number one song in 2018 was Drunk Me by Mitchell Tenpenny. That no one else agreed.
Kevin, if I actually, that was a year before I did the list, I would have agreed with you on that.
Would you? Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to
love
see if
that song. I don't think
one.
I would have put it as Song of the Year, but yeah, I don't remember.
2018 Songs of the Year. I believe our number one song was Tequila by Dan and Shay.
Okay, I mean, I still play it, but yeah.
And 2016 was Body Like a Back Road.
That is correct.
It's 2017 was a Hotel Key.
Hotel Key. See, that's what I'm wondering. Hotel Key was 2018.
Seems like there's a discrepancy.
Okay,
well, the bummer is on 2018, all I have is my list. I don't have the overall list.
Well, we know that's
wrong.
So
I was trying to see which one was... I mean, Hotel Key seems like it was number one.
I could see it.
Because you got to remember we had the Slim Factor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which the Slim Factor was... It you know, it has to be upbeat or whatever in order for him to...
He liked Old Dominion.
He loved Old Dominion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So... I'm going to say that maybe is what it was.
It could have been it, yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see all the number ones that date back to. The first year, was it 15 or 16?
15.
15 was the first year. Okay, well, there you go. All right, well, we're up to number two. This song was also
number
on everybody's
two.
List. There's only been, you know, one so far. The last one was on everybody's list. This one also on everybody's list, which makes sense, which is why you get to number two. It was number seven for me, number two for Kevin, number three for Steve, number two for Rick, and here is your overall number two song of the year.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels. Kevin James.
It's okay, I'm used to it. I lived through the 60s.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
More excited than I am for Christmas. For our next guest.
So true.
His agent might call him Eric Edelstein, but forevermore in Zagland, it's Big Ed. Buddy!
Hi, friend.
Oh, my gosh. I miss your voice.
Oh, I miss you guys. How are you?
First of all, I apologize for leaving you on hold. I was trying to get through a bunch of stuff I had to get done for this next break, and I didn't even have a chance to say hi off the air, so my bad. I apologize for that.
Look, I get it. I was trained by the very best, which was you two, and how entertainment works. Trust me, I get it. We got to catch up now anyway, so feel spontaneous.
There you go. Absolutely. How are you? You sound fantastic.
Yeah.
I feel great. Everything's really, really good. Fired up for Christmas break, and it sure is good to talk to you guys.
Well, you were just in, can we talk about where you were?
Yeah, for sure.
What were
Please.
You? You were in New Mexico, is that correct?
Still am. I'm back and forth in New Mexico through February doing a fun Netflix job called The Burrows, and it's like my favorite job I've ever had.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So okay.
Lucky. Yeah. Took long enough. I'm so grateful.
So is it a series or what is it?
Yeah, it's the new series from the Duffer Brothers that did Stranger Things.
Wow.
Yeah, and wow. So it's, I think they released, whatever mysterious and terrifying thing is going on is happening in a New Mexico retirement community. So it's all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it appears to be a gorgeous retirement community in New Mexico desert with a group of unexpected heroes got to work together to thwart an extraterrestrial menace from taking the one thing that they don't have, which is time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa. And guess who's not a hero?
I was going to say, do you get to be one of the heroes?
That's hilarious.
No.
We'll find up against the track record here first.
No.
Yeah, you're kind of like something preceded you, and it might have been some of the other movies you were in.
Big Ed, I have to ask you a question. We say New Mexico. Is it that place?
Oh.
Is it Albuquerque?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. And I realize it's just, I still can't quite get over that.
Yeah.
There's some bad.
I'm still there and I'm still thinking about it. I drive by the pit and I just shake my head.
What year was that loss that Gonzaga suffered? Does anybody remember?
2000?
What was it?
Was it 2000 or 2001?
2001.
Do you remember, Kevin?
Maybe.
01,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. Oh, we were there. The whole cow. Oh. We had so much fun. Like the rest of it was such a fun trip, except for the just losing.
Yeah.
And it was very sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hopefully
but
this
I'm
will.
I'm always Johnny positive and like, look at where Gonzaga is now.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's amazing and it's so cool. But back then, a loss like that, everyone felt it just felt bigger. It's like, God, is this where they're going to, the national media is going to start writing us off? And like, it wasn't like now where people chant overrated.
You're right. Yeah.
We were still trying to chant how to pronounce our name.
That's right. Yeah. We were chanting properly rated. We were just trying to get that chant going.
So when can we watch this Netflix show?
Like early 2026, unless my mom is able to get through to Netflix. Oh, Eric, I just want to see it sooner. Why do we have to wait so long? Like, well, they're doing it after like Stranger Things is up. Well, Eric, I just think they should do it now.
And they don't
Eric,
really listen
honey.
To Marianne, huh? Yeah.
No, how dare they?
Yeah,
where's the vision?
That is rude. She seems like she should be running all networks and all movie companies, all of it.
I'm
streaming service.
I mean, you know, Clooney and Pitt would be out. I'd be in.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Hallmark Santa, I'm just waiting my time, friends. It's going to happen soon.
Oh, that is going to happen.
Absolutely.
Oh, I cannot wait. Come on.
Are you still doing the voice stuff for some cartoons? Where are we at with that?
Yes, yes. Sadly, after a fun run, Baby Shark just got canceled.
Oh, man.
But it was great. And it was, you know, so fun to do stuff for preschoolers. So I'd hear a lot of stuff from my friends about the the songs burrowing in their head. I'm like, hey, man, that's what we do.
But it's called a paycheck, baby. I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, no, and it's, you know, it's real sweet because it was like my nephew's favorite show.
That's
awesome. And I would tell my mom, by the time he's old enough to understand that I'm the voice of Daddy Shark, that show will be the least cool thing in the world to him.
Yeah.
Don't hold your breath, but there's something real nice about a show for preschoolers, and every week we try to teach them something, and I was always so proud of the show we did. So that was a good run. I'm about to do a voice in a Pixar movie, which will be super fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never done one of those. So, and I love those movies, so it'll be super fun. And then,
good for you, buddy.
Yeah,
I did a show called The Sensitive Kind in Tulsa, which is going to be a series, and that will probably be airing, I'm guessing, by the mid to end of 2025.
Are you to the point where you're like, I'm not going to take that one?
No. No.
I'm taking them all.
$60 Canadian, I'll show up and do a monologue in Medical Lake. I'm in. Well, that's the fun thing about being a character actor is it doesn't, like, ride on, whether it's good or bad, it doesn't ride on you.
Yeah.
And I always say, like, you make the best friends on the worst movies. And every job, you learn something. But, like, I'm here right now, my dog that I met on a Jean-Claude Van Damme comedy. So that proves the point right there. Like,
it's
an amazing thing. And it's good for me because, you know, my friends that, like, their name's out front or something, every one of these is a huge thing, and it's ride or die.
Right.
But for me, I'm like, no, nobody's like, oh, that guy that died, we shouldn't cast him again. That movie was horrible.
Right, yeah.
He died really,
really
well.
It's great to, like, exit early from a bad movie.
Sure,
I've done that many times. Like, you know, that's why I don't always mind dying and stuff. Where I'll be on something like, oh, this thing's going to be good. Oh, I get strangled tomorrow? Perfect.
I still get paid.
Sure.
Yeah. What's your favorite way to go?
Yeah.
What is strangulation?
Great question.
Oh, man. Like, the one...
Eaten by
probably
a dinosaur.
The green room led to a lot more work, including that the two jobs I did this year, the sensitive kind in Tulsa and then this new one. That helped a lot. So green room, but that one is even too violent and gory for me. I think at the end of the day, I'm still completely shocked and think I'm in a dream that I actually got eaten by a dinosaur.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Nothing can ever, like... Yeah, that's one of those, if it all went away tomorrow, I'd be like, dude, I got eaten by a dinosaur.
One of the biggest movies ever, right?
Right.
It's just like Jurassic World.
I truly am shocked and always say I'm playing with house money. And that one, I still, it just makes me laugh. And, you know, when it's on cable late at night, I still stop and watch every time.
Attaboy. I love that. Thank you for doing that.
Have you made any new cool Hollywood friends? I know, like... On that movie, on Jurassic World, you and Chris Pratt already knew each other from Parks and Rec, and just, I think, in general, right? You guys kind of knew each other?
Yeah.
Have you met any other new...
Well, we made that turn to movie star. So I'm like, well, let's see how he is.
Right.
Because he was the greatest ever in Parks and Rec. And when I showed up, he was the coolest ever. Same exact guy. You just can't take small-town Washington out of somebody.
Right.
Same exact guy, cooler than ever. He was filming me when I got eaten. He was going back and forth with the stunt guys on the rig. Like he had one day, I was like, what are you doing? Come over. And I'm like, yeah, he's the exact same guy. And I have found that more often than not. I think don't meet your heroes is the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
And I know everybody has perceptions of Hollywood, whatever, but it's mostly a working town. Like all my neighbors are like the crew.
Right.
Teamsters that are really doing the work. And that's what's always surprised me is how nice everyone is. But on this one, it's just all – the Tulsa one was amazing. Ethan Hawke was so cool. He's doing the show with Sterling Harjo from Reservation Dogs, and he was just so cool and amazing. I've looked up to him forever. And then on this one, it feels like a dream because I have all these scenes with Geena Davis.
Yeah.
She is so cool.
Oh, wow.
And some people I totally understand if they're method, meaning they've got to be in character all day.
Right.
But I hate that. And I'm not. Like, I'm always like, I'm gonna be super nice and friendly and let's have fun. Then they yell action, I'll try and kill you.
Right.
Then they yell cut and let's go eat some Skittles and have fun.
I like that way a lot better.
That's for me the super, because, you know, acting, it's like, it should be like you're playing, like you're kids. Like when you're kids, you're not in character all day.
Right.
Like cops and robbers. So she's the dream because, spoiler, I'm not being amazing to her in some of these scenes. And then it would get over, she's like, oh, we have group line dancing Friday. You have to come.
So that's awesome.
We went, and boy, was I humbled by line dancing. And she was like, oh, there'll be a lesson. And the whole cast went, she... is an amazing dancer.
That's awesome.
She knows how to two-step, was trying to teach me. And then she said, any single person in Albuquerque that went up and asked her to dance, she smiled and jumped off and ran off and danced with them and made everybody's night.
That's so
cool. And I was just like, how did you learn how to do this? She's like, oh, I just fell in love with line dancing on Thelma and Louise, and they've closed down two of my favorite spots in L.A. And I'm like, oh, I know those spots. So she's like in a good country. And, like, she just made everybody's day and made every single person there feel like $1 million. And, like,
that's cool.
That's awesome.
I had this nightmare where she's like, come here, I'm going to show you. And I'm like, line dancing to me is kind of like math, and I'm not great at it.
Right.
So I was seriously stomping her feet at least 20 times. And I'm like, this just feels like a weird nightmare. Like, I'm going to wake up and be back at Starbucks. Like,
oh, that's
I'm
hilarious.
Sitting here stomping Geena Davis's feet over and over again, but she couldn't be nicer. And then the other guy that's amazing is Bill Pullman.
As a line dancer or just as a human?
He did not come line dancing.
Okay.
Absolute, like, you do a table read, and then that's when everybody kind of has their job. So you know you're not getting replaced. And
right.
Very happy. So I thought, you know, we were all in this one hotel, I thought, and he's like, no, I'm somewhere else. They'll put you up there if they ask. It's kind of funky. So he's staying in this weird, like, bed and breakfast. it was just amazing. And then I'm like, well, if Bill Pullman tells you, like, of course I'm going to listen.
Right.
So I went there, and then he was in the lobby when I showed up, and he was shocked. He was like, you listened. I'm like, I'm not going to ignore you, sir. I just ate dinner, and again, I'm like, I'm going to wake up, and this is the best dream ever, and I'll be back at the Starbucks in Highland and Franklin. But, you know, so many of these folks that are your heroes end up just being awesome. It's so cool. There's very few that don't.
You have to listen to Bill Pullman. He played the president. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
So yeah, cool. Come on, yeah. Please. Like, okay. He's got that air about him.
Big
and
Ed.
The whole time I'm just giggling. Like, I'm like, God, I can't believe this is real.
That's funny.
I have to do a little business with you right now because.
Please, King, please.
This is our buddy Josh Cox from Gonzaga.
Mm. Oh, my hero, the great Josh Cox.
He would like to know if you plan to go to the UCLA game. I need to know for sure so I can hold a ticket for him.
I'll be there for sure. For sure.
So you're in.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, okay.
One of Pepperdine or LMU, too.
Okay. I mean, while we're doing business, let's do business, you know? Yeah.
Knows and loves great country, including our buddy Paul Coffin.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Paul Coffin. He's also opening for the great Bo Cephas. So go see Paul Coffin, everybody. I think you'll dig him. If you need a little bit of outlaw in your life, there's not many real outlaws left anymore. A lot of people pretend to be outlaws. Old Paul Coffin.
Yeah.
Opening for Bo Cephas. He will not let you down.
When somebody has a hotel written room next to you, do you think they ever just want to call down to the front desk and go, I don't know what's happening in there. It sounds fun, but there's a very loud man.
Incredibly loud.
That's the best.
Yeah, I just kind of work through my calls. And like, you know, there's a lot of downtime, and like, it's all, I mean, I'm never working every day.
Sure.
Always 2 or 3 days. So,
yeah, do you know how many days, like, do you keep track of that? Like, how many days did you work this year? Do you have any idea?
You know, not counting voiceover, this year, I bet, I mean, on hold, like, actually being there, probably 100, which is as good a year as I've ever had.
Man,
actually,
wow,
working of those days, probably like 40. But sure. If you factor in voiceover, you know, that's always pretty consistent. And then I get to be the voice of my hometown burger chain, Burgerville, which they don't have in Spokane yet, but it's incredible.
That's
so I just
it.
Do those from a 100-year-old barn.
Do you get, like, paid in burger, or how does that work?
My mom gets gift cards. She's gotten a hoodie.
God bless her.
Yeah, Burgerville. It's my first stop when I land in Portland is Burgerville.
So gift cards and a hoodie. That pretty much sums up my life.
No joke.
Right? Yeah,
yeah,
come on. The entertainment business isn't for the faint of heart, kid.
Yes.
Eric, honey.
Eric, honey.
Will you be going home to see the family for Christmas, or what do you got cooking?
Yes, we're doing it down here with Jess's family, and then I'm going to go up like later, like Christmas night or the 26th.
Wow. Good for you, buddy.
Very good.
Well, dude, a couple of quick things here before we let you go. First of all, $60 in U.S. is $41.74. Your price is exorbitant, and I don't think that's – I mean, you know, you said you weren't going to let Hollywood go to your head. I don't know what you're doing.
Damn, you're right. You're right.
Monologue in Medical Lake for almost $42. I don't know who you are anymore.
Much.
Yeah.
I know, and I'm gonna want a Slurpee. Like, the ride doesn't stop. Slurpee, the good cashews. Like, I'm a nightmare now.
Yeah.
I'm a nightmare.
High maintenance.
Oh, wow.
From one human to another, I couldn't love you any more than I do, buddy. You're the best. Absolutely the best.
I love you guys so much. I'm so proud. What did I just see? You got a certificate for it, 15 years?
15 at this station, yeah, 15 here.
At this station, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then,
we love Coyote Country. That is so cool, guys. I'm so proud of y'all. And you make everybody's morning so much happier. Everyone's listening right now.
Very sweet. We'll, Kevin and I are working on 30 years come spring.
I love it. And y'all are the same. Y'all have not let the Hollywood change you either.
Yeah. Still living on a hoodie.
On.
Hoodie and burgers, baby. That's all
hoodie
we need.
Hoodie and burgers, y'all. Hoodie and burgers.
Yeah, hoodie and burgers. I will try to skip a line once in a while if I can.
Yeah.
Oh, we've all seen that. Excuse me. I'm Kevin James coming through. Frank Arrington. Peaceful. Frank. Come on. I'm coming through.
Frank Arrington. Yeah, baby. Sprinkle that in there.
Hello to Ryan Floyd, just because he's the best.
There you go.
Pride is Frank Arrington. Like, we have to acknowledge our great man.
He is, yeah.
No, I think we should be mayor. Buddy, you're the best. Good luck, and thanks for being in touch. Appreciate it. Have a great New Year, and say hi to the fam, okay?
You know I will. Big hug over the phone, y'all.
Yeah, see you, pal.
And, hey, can we just say RIP and all the love in the world to the great Kris Kristofferson?
Yes,
and
sir.
I thank you for letting me do my Chris impression for all those years when no one else wanted to hear it.
You're the best.
It was the best.
See all you, right, guys. Talk soon.
See you, buddy. See you, bud. All right, there you go. There's Big Ed.
I don't know. I don't know if he does it to other people when they hear him. Maybe it's, you know, you got to know him like,
sure,
like we do. But, man, just his voice literally, like, just warms my soul.
Yeah, he always was a positive, you know, person to be
love
around.
Love him.
Yeah. And then he got eaten by a dinosaur, which was kind of sad.
It's just so stinking cool that, I mean, he moved down there in the early 2000s. And I remember it was a, you know, I don't know if this is going to work. And it was back and forth and kind of like, nah,
Kevin,
maybe it's
a hot plate on his toilet. Yeah.
I mean, a hot plate on his toilet, working
know.
At Starbucks.
Right. Got a job on a Karen Sisko TV series for one episode. And then from there, boom.
Just kind of slowly made his way. And now he's like just a legit Hollywood working actor.
That's
and I
great.
Love it.
Yeah. All right, guys, we got to get to our number one song of 2024. This song was on everybody's list. That's how you get to be number one. The song was number two for me, number one for Kevin, number six for Steve, and number five for Rick. This is your number one song from 2024.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Guys, let's get to it.
Thoughts.
Rick, you have a final thought for us today?
Yes, I appreciate you guys letting me come in. This is the first time I've actually got to do the top 10 with you guys in studio, so I enjoy it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So nice. It was fun, and I just want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas, everyone out there, Merry Christmas, and just do all the right things. Don't be on the naughty list.
I love that. Wow, that was great.
Yeah.
Good luck following that, Steve.
Thoughts.
I mean, it's not going to be as good, but go ahead.
Well, thanks, Jay.
Well, I mean, that was perfect.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It really
I'm glad
was.
I'm not next. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, seriously. Well said, Rick. And yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. Thanks for stopping in for the treats. And we appreciate you. So
thank you.
Thank you for that. Also, I am complete. I have finished the orange soda that you provided.
Oh,
attaboy.
And it was a lot easier than when I attempted to crush that orange crush, the 2 liters of that.
Yeah, that
about a year ago.
Took like about a month and a half, I feel like. Yeah,
that was a struggle. But this was much easier.
Well, I'm glad you, this is one-third the size you had this.
Good Yeah, good work there, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and he's hydrated, Kev, for the first time ever.
Yes, Fox. Thank goodness.
Does
this count as hydration?
One in a row. Sure.
Yeah, you count it.
Okay.
Why not? Rick, it's great to see you before Christmas.
You too, man.
I know that you've, have not been listening as much, so I don't get a text from you as much because you've been off work with an injury and you...
injured reserve.
Yeah. You know, I don't know why you're not getting up and listening to us.
Yeah, that's lack of effort, honestly. But
I'm just taking after my favorite team, the Niners, as being on injured reserve all the time.
Well, that's actually fair.
That it's going to be an interesting end to this season.
There's still
who
got a
wins
chance.
Our bet.
Yes.
Yeah.
If we tie, then aren't we just doing both things?
Sure.
I figure we have to go back on the tape, but I think we agreed to that.
I think that's a great idea.
Makes sense.
Yeah.